Today, according to this gospel reading, Jesus was teaching in his hometown. And today for me, I would say, I'm going to preach in my hometown. You know, Davidson is my second hometown, my second family. But today is a special one because I have extended my hometown, my family, by bringing other friends, families, brothers and sisters from my country. I will introduce them to you in a minute. So, the text for this Sunday presents the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Shortly after his baptism, he began teaching in Galilee, and everyone is talking about him. On this particular day, he returns to Nazareth, the village where he grew up. As was his custom, he goes to the synagogue and stands up to read. He ended up with a passage that says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim freedom to prisoners, to give sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to announce the year of the Lord's favor." As we hear Jesus proclaim this passage, we can already sense his deep love for the scriptures. What about us? Do we love the scriptures? This is what the Protestants accuse us. They accuse us for not having a Bible all the time. Do you know that? We are going to bless the Bibles today in this Mass because it is a Sunday of the Bible, but we are called to read them very often because through the Bible is God who talks to us, which is different from the theology that we studied. Theology is a science that talks about God, but Bible is God who talks to us. Today, the same Christ invites us to learn how to pray by carefully opening the Bible and reading the text set for this Sunday. It is essential that every prayer, every testimony, and every sermon or every preaching should be grounded in the Word of God. It is heartening to see Scripture regaining its rightful place. I should preach today in my native tongue because I have a big congregation that understands my language, so that in that way, I would not be struggled with my R and L. My friends, more and more families are taking time during the week to prepare for the Sunday readings. This word must be received with the same reverence as the Eucharist. As I said, the word that we hear here is the word of God. He talks to us, and in the Eucharist, it's Jesus who gives himself to us in the sacrifice of the Eucharist. Today, also, Christ has good news to share with us. Scripture becomes the living word because it is proclaimed, and it is good news for the poor and the outcast of every age. It proclaims liberation and healing, which means that God cares for the small. He cares for the poor, the captives, the sick. He cares even for the sinners. So let us not be afraid to stand before him and acknowledge our own poverty, our own blindness, and sinfulness. It is this humility that we can receive the freedom Christ came to bring and become messengers of this liberation in today's world. But we know over centuries later, evil, injustice, and the suffering of all kinds are still present. Thousands of men, women, and children are deeply wounded by disasters and trials of all sorts. We also cannot forget those who suffer from the hatred and the violence of others. And even close to us, there are people in great difficulty, struggling to find enough to eat, who are facing all kinds of hardships. Sometimes we question God's love. When we see so much suffering, we may feel overwhelmed and wonder, where is the good news in our world today? Where is the love of God? It happens to us to think about that and question God's goodness when we, in our everyday life, we face all kinds of issues. To answer this question, we only need to look at the many examples of compassion and generosity around us and in the world. This good news is realized through the immense outpouring of kindness from Christians and non-Christians alike toward those who have lost everything. It is alive when we visit a sick person in the hospital or when we share a meal with someone who is hungry. Those are people with whom Christ identifies himself. So it is our responsibility to ensure that God's word comes to life in our daily environments. This will only be possible if we allow to be filled with the word of God and become faithful servants of it. We are not just called to read the Bible or the word of God or to listen to it, but let it transform us, to transform our life. Like the people in the synagogue, when Jesus was preaching, we fix our gaze on Jesus to receive his great liberating message. And like him, we are then sent to meet people where they are. This good news must be proclaimed not only in the churches, but also in the workplaces, homes, wherever it is needed. The Spirit of the Lord is given to us for this mission. Today, just as in the past, he leads us to the poor. He leads us to the excluded and to those who have lost or forgotten their dignity. The example of Christ invites us to make God's word alive in our daily lives. When we do this, the word becomes a lamp for our feet, the way, the truth, and the life, and the beginning of a new heaven and a new earth. This word is fulfilled today. God bless you all.